This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Businesses near 50th and Penn in Minneapolis are continuing to struggle with flood damage. The Metro Transit Gold Line is set to open this weekend, and contracts for violence interrupter services in Minneapolis are in limbo. But first, Minnesota Senate Republicans are calling on Republican State Senator Justin Eichhorn to resign immediately after he was arrested in Bloomington yesterday for allegedly soliciting a minor for sex online. Bloomington police allege Eichhorn arranged to meet with a detective posing as a 16-year-old girl and that he was arrested near the meetup spot without incident. Formal charges haven't been filed against Eichhorn, who represents District 6 in North Central Minnesota. In a statement, Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy calls the felony allegations deeply disturbing and says serious questions will need to be answered by the court, as well as Eichhorn's caucus and constituents. The man convicted in the death of a southeastern Minnesota woman has filed an appeal with the state Supreme Court. Adam Fravel was given a life sentence after he was convicted of murder last November. It was 2 years ago this month when Madeline Kingsbury vanished after leaving their two children at a daycare in Winona. Following a series of extensive searches, her body was found on a farm property owned by Fravel's family. Fravel maintained his innocence, saying in his sentencing hearing that he didn't harm the woman. The appeal was filed yesterday in Winona County. Metro Transit leaders are calling the Twin Cities' newest bus route a golden ticket to a faster commute. The Metro Transit Gold Line bus route will run between Woodbury to downtown St. Paul and promises quicker wait times than other routes, with new dedicated bus lanes that allow for arrival times every 10 to 15 minutes. Project Director Alicia Vapp.
This will be a great opportunity for the East Metro. It'll be a great opportunity for Metro Transit to see how ridership is going and to see how customers take advantage of the service.
The route's grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for this Saturday at 10 a.m. As some streets begin to reopen near Penn and 50th in Minneapolis, businesses there continue to struggle after major flooding in February. After a water main burst unexpectedly, Lake Harriet Florist was one of six businesses impacted. Operations manager Leslie Rude says they were among three stores that were able to remain open.
You don't really fully appreciate the extent of the damage until sometimes days or even weeks later. Both of the motors that keep our coolers running were below the flood line. We need to get those replaced. And, you know, these are all things that aren't just a couple thousand dollars each. These are things that are tens of thousands of dollars. And as a small business, we just can't afford it.
She says the other three businesses have remained closed since the flood and that no one expects to see any compensation from the city. Contracts for violence interruption service in Minneapolis are in limbo after the city yesterday pulled those agreements. This comes after the founder of one of those groups interrupted an earlier meeting with council members claiming that the Reverend Jerry McAfee threatened them and used homophobic language. Kat Roan from Outfront, Minnesota.
When you have individuals who are making threats, using homophobic language, and addressing the council in ways that are not acceptable for this space, it raises concerns.
McAfee is founder of 21 Days of Peace. One of its members was recently arrested and charged with reckless engagement of a firearm. City leaders say data on the agenda is non-public and that they plan to present a new list later this month. Along with financial challenges, Minnesota farmers and ranchers may face mounting mental health battles due to ongoing tariffs, a tough growing season, and tax season. Monica McConkie is one of two rural mental health specialists in the state that provides counseling to farmers and their families. She says it's evident from the calls she takes that farmers are struggling.
Many of the folks that contact me are feeling very overwhelmed. Some have definitely used that word. I'm feeling like this is a hopeless situation. It's never going to get better. And of course, whenever we hear that, you know, that's a dangerous place for a person to be.
McConkie says she's fielding around 100 calls a month, either directly from farmers seeking help with their mental health or through the free Minnesota Farm and Rural Helpline. A judge today is expected to rule on a request by a St. Cloud State student to leave custody and head home. Joshua Ribby is a person of interest in the disappearance of a female student in the Dominican Republic. Authorities believe Ribby was the last person to see Sudishka Kunanki alive. Ribby says he's trying to help police in the investigation, but he's been confined to his hotel room and his passport was confiscated. There's no indication that Kunanki's body was found. Ribby reportedly told authorities that he was with Kunanki on a beach shortly before she disappeared. His attorney requested his release yesterday. A new report from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety shows a pilot project last year to detect drug-impaired drivers detected drugs in nearly 90% of the tests. Office of Traffic Safety Director Mike Hansen says there's one stat that worries him the most.
We detected more than one drug in 62% of these tests. More than one drug over half the time.
41 law enforcement agencies across 36 Minnesota counties participated in last year's pilot project. The most common drugs detected were cannabinoids, methamphetamines, and amphetamines. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830. WCCO.